kind words from Eddie. Obviously, it was only 12 months ago I was here as a coach of the Hill Sports High Under 15s girls team. So it moved very quickly for me in the recent past. But just touching on a few words, I guess, that a couple of people mentioned, and mainly to the players. Looking back, I've been coming here as a coach, as a player, probably as a coach for over 10 years now, 12 or 13 years. And to see the players who have played at this level and come to this tournament and then progressed, I guess, is the big picture. The small picture is you're here now and congratulations on getting this far. And it's a great tournament. It's an extra great bit of experience in your football careers. It's a great life experience, travelling from wherever you've come from. But the big picture is using this to progress as a footballer and as a person. Looking back even to last year, I remember I came here and coaches are always looking for talent. And I remember watching the Hunter sports team and players I hadn't seen before. And they played really well. And within 2 or 3 months, they were playing for Australia at youth level. Same for the Westfields girls as well. So within that period, within this sort of short period, you can go from this tournament to playing for Australia to playing at Asian Cups, World Youth Cups, playing in A-Leagues, W-Leagues, whatever the case may be, very quickly. I remember the first time I came here as a coach with the boys team at Hills, we played against a school that had a lot of Korean imports up in Brisbane. Was it John Paul?
Yes.
And then in 2010, one of those players played in the World Cup for South Korea, and one of their better players as well. So it just shows what a good stepping stone this tournament is. Great experience for you, as I said. So use it as best you can. Again, the small picture is doing well and winning here. The big picture is using it to your advantage to progress in life and develop as a player. So thank you for the invite, and I can't wait to see even more talent again when we get out there today.
Sure. Well, you spoke of life experience and so forth, and now in that international program, how much can the players here this week take out of being involved in the school team? Is it similar to, you know, a group of players coming together in a national team or a representative team, where they're not all from the same club, they're not all from the same background?
Yeah, look, as I just said, every bit of experience you get is a great experience. We know that a lot of the kids go to the sports high schools, train together all the time, but this is just a great life experience. It's knockout, it's you lose, you're out. It's a great preparation for elite football. It's a great preparation for playing high levels of football where it's cutthroat. You know, here it's cutthroat, but at the end of the day, we're only kids and we're developing and we're trying to get better and we're trying to learn for the future. So you really got to get those learning, as much learning moments as you can out. That's where I guess the coaches come about bringing up a positive attitude within the team, a positive environment where every kid can play at their best and learn the most. So, you know, I've seen some great coaches come through this level as well. So just producing that environment where we all learn and we all progress, because at the end of the day, everyone here is 13, 14 or 15. And the big picture is, how good are you going to be when you're an adult? You know, the best players aren't the ones who are the best in the world at 15. It's the ones who are the best in the world once they get past this point. And I guess that's the main thing to learn as a player and as a coach, I guess, at this level as well.
And what's it meant for yourself, Alan, that progression now into probably one of the hottest seats in Australia?
Look, I love it. You know, everyone would be proud to represent their country. So to come through, as Eddie said, I've come through all the levels in Australia, and to be an Australian-born coach and someone who's representing the country at the World Cup, you can't be any prouder. So it's a tough job. There's a bit of pressure. We've got Olympic Games qualifiers coming up in February, and we've got to play against some of the best countries in the world, in Japan, North Korea, South Korea and China, and only two go through. So it's a massive, massive amount of pressure, and it might be a short-lived job, but while I'm here, I'm going to enjoy it, and certainly looking forward to the challenge.
Wonder how long it'll take you to get as grey as I am. There's not a grey hair anything yet.
It's not grey, but it's falling out. Having coached women for 13 or 14 years, I saw pressure.
Thank you, Alan. I look forward to seeing you at the tournament. I miss the man's man. Ladies and gentlemen, Lloyd Turner, son of Bill.